Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Daniel. Take the work, for God's sake, take the work, because there is.
Are we good?
Yeah.
And especially for a short stint.
Oh, fuck me.
Well, like, yeah, but that was the thing, you see. It wasn't
okay.
A short stint.
Are we ready?
It was going to be a long stint, but Jack, what I thought was
Oh, you can't fucking introduce us. Okay.
But it would have been nothing.
Can you put on the sound? Yeah, go on.
Ladies
and gentlemen, please welcome to And That's Why We're Not Together, starring me, David McFuckface, Hannah McNickers, and amazingly, we have two the best guests ever.
Yes!
Deirdre O'Kane and Emma Doran, and my princes, Jack and Daniel. Someday princess. This fucking kingdom will be yours, but you'll have to figure out how to do a fucking sound check before the fucking
fuck me.
And I just need to express that anger.
And I'd be like that, David. Get it all out now.
It's sound issues.
Was that deliberate, the Jack Daniels? Did the drink come into it when you were...
I am an alcoholic, and thank you. Well, no, Daniel was born first, and then Jack. But then it did seem like Jack Daniels. I should have called them Vod and Ka, because that was my drink of choice. Or vodka and Coke. What's your drink of choice, Emma Doran?
At the moment, it's gin and tonic, but I feel like I need a new one.
Can I just say the two of you look amazing? Isn't that what you're supposed to say to people?
Yeah. That's what you're supposed to say.
And that works. That works. Yeah. Doesn't it?
Yeah, it's usually good real at
home. I was listening to your podcast. How long did you start your...
He actually listened to it. Did you? Was that bearable for you?
Well, it was very, very funny because you were talking about going into the Rotunda. Was that a bit?
It may have been a little old bit, yeah.
Oh, I see.
It was true.
Was that off the top? If that was off the top. Okay, yeah. I thought that was a very funny bit about asking, you can't be a comedian.
Yeah, that's a true story. It did become a bit.
Yeah, yeah.
Which I don't remember very well. But yeah, she did say to me, you can't be that.
Yeah, yeah.
You can't be that.
Well, because it wasn't in her system.
Yeah.
Anyway, Anyway, well, can I just say, look, this is very exciting for me, Deirdre and Emma. I'm so excited, I don't know what to say.
I want to know about
Deirdre and
yours history. How did you guys meet?
That's a great question.
Well, I remember meeting Deirdre O'Kane once in Shop Street in Galway, and I'd just moved back to Ireland, and I was just starting off here in the comedy scene, and Deirdre commented on one of my bits, and she said, one of my comedy bits, and she said, that's really good, I wish I'd come up with that. And then I thought, oh, that's such a nice thing to say. It was very supportive. So she was all... Deirdre was always very supportive.
Yeah.
You know,
that's a lovely quality I have, isn't it?
One
of the nice qualities.
Well, you know, even if you didn't mean it, it doesn't matter. It worked.
Well, I would have meant to show all your stuff.
Yeah. I love your bits.
By the way, the first time I ever laid eyes on David wasn't the first time. The first time I ever laid eyes on him, he was being arrested in Edinburgh on the street.
Oh. That's right.
I was intrigued. I had stopped to listen to him because he was very good. David is an amazing street performer, and he had pulled a huge crowd. So I was going, Jesus, there's an Irish lad. I can hear an Irish accent there. How do I not know him? You know that you think you know every Irish person. was going, how do I not know him? So I stopped to have a good old listen and I thought, oh, that's pretty funny. And the next thing, the cops arrived and you were taken off.
And my brother happened to be there at the same... What's happening with the fucking sound now?
Hannah's asking me to lower the thing.
But mine.
Oh, fuck me.
Oh, this family arrangement. I swear to God,
you can't be doing that
watch.
During the thing. Can you just.
But
I can't hear.
We're not needed. You just watch this.
They're all connected.
Yeah, but turn it up. Don't listen to Hannah. She doesn't know what she's saying. The woman is mad. I'm so sorry.
The mics, you know, the headphones are separated.
Look, this is Hannah. She's like this. Why isn't the microphone working? Because it's not pointed at your mouth, Mrs.
I'm not talking about microphone headphones. They were so loud.
Or maybe those headphones are more sensitive than...
I have no headphones on.
Oh, yeah.
She just realised.
Oh, fucking hell. Don't be getting us in trouble, Deirdre.
I don't look good in headphones either. Very vain woman here.
You do look very good.
I don't.
I was talking.
Look at that! Yeah, look at this shit here.
I was talking to Fiona O'Shaughnessy about you. I was saying you were going to come on the podcast, and she was describing the first time she met you in the bar in the gate, and she was so struck by how beautiful you were. She couldn't talk to you because she felt intimidated. That's what she said.
Oh wow!
Well, you looked amazing during, EFTAs. You know, having this, beautiful dress showing off your legs.
Well, I thought to myself, it's the 11th hour. Get them out now because they won't be coming out again. That is genuinely was my thinking. I was like, you're at the end of this. Like, there's not long left before you get the legs out.
Oh, the legs out.
Yeah, you know, with the aging and all.
Oh, you were talking.
Just this year?
No.
You were talking about getting, you're thinking about getting boobs done on your podcast as well.
Yeah, yeah.
You did listen.
I did, yeah.
Would you get boobs, Hannah?
No, I would do a lot of other things, but not boobs. I'm actually quite happy with my boobs. They're not, I was always thinking that big boobs are really
juicy
attractive.
Mm.
And especially, I remember.
But they're fucking awful to feel. Tits with silicone in them.
Are they?
Oh, fucking awful.
I'm talking
I don't
natural.
Know why. What?
Yeah, you know, like attractive, natural big
boobs. And tell us this, would you be aware of the scar as well?
You were
the
so
scar.
Good.
This is
no,
my
you
obsession.
Would, you would see the scar under the nipple.
That's not attractive, is it?
No, it's not. But some guys don't mind, you know, you could fill it with anything and they'd be happy, you know, as long as they're big. But no, I know, but also you go along with it, you know what I mean? But it wouldn't be, you'd prefer... I prefer.
I don't think you see the scar.
At my age, I don't care what size your tits are. As long as you. Huh?
Oh, you see the scar.
As long as you want to ride, says you. Jack and Daniel.
I know. At the beginning, the guy.
I know. This is outrageous.
Sorry.
Outrageous, Carrie.
No, at the beginning, the guy said, oh, you don't do it. But then when they see it, they just like, yeah.
Well, this is very true now. You see, she's bang on.
Yeah, and
they
you know,
don't do it, but then, oh, wow, they're
yeah,
great.
Maya also said she, you know, like guys look after her. I mean, just look at her and they, because she's, you know, masculine, but feminine.
Who?
Who's this? Maya.
Oh, okay, sorry, just hang on a second.
Oh, was here?
We
the
did,
last
no,
episode.
let me explain. I'm so angry I've lost the power of speech. Okay, just calm down. No, but the thing is, we had a Brazilian trans woman hairdresser called Maya, and she has breasts and a cock. And so she says, what was she saying?
She said that the minute she got boobs done, guys started to really be attracted to her.
Yeah,
she started getting the attention.
More attention than before. And there was a huge difference. And boobs
Will
made
we go to
her,
the shops?
because she said she thought that it was an ass and vagina. But then she said, no, boobs.
Boobs
are working.
Yeah, but she said guys love the fact that she's got a penis as well.
Well, I'm, that's
yeah,
upset too
but
far.
The,
I get the boobs.
Well, yeah,
I'm not getting a cock of you. No.
No, but Deirdre, you'd look great with a cock. The big old wanger. But
on stage.
Oh, and we're off. And we're off.
No, but the thing is, she was saying that guys are straight. And I couldn't get my head. But then, okay, if you go along with, well, she's a woman. But I think maybe it's like they're there's fully gay and then there's a bit gay. And maybe guys are a bit gay and they want to be gay, but.
They're
like a woman with a cock is kind of more acceptable for some guys.
But that's not gay.
Huh?
That's according to her.
Yeah.
All the guys who are attracted to her, they not gay.
But do they know?
Yeah, they do know.
She's
Yeah, because you can see it, you know, no matter how feminine she is, she still looks different. Right,
they're confused, aren't they?
No, I just think...
Yeah, you know, I would think so. Hannah, if you've got a penis...
It's unfortunate. There's a trend, unfortunately for us, there's a trend among men that they really like to have sex with another man. And it's even, like, even on those dating apps, they say, this is, you know, the new phenomenon for me as well.
This is a backlash.
They write MSM, which is men, sex, men. So
and they're not gay. Open.
They're not gay. They're just straight
I'm
men.
I'm telling you, it's only a matter of time before we're obsolete. Obsolete.
Do you think?
They'll get rid of us.
They're
phasing us out. No need for you now. That's enough. there'll be robots. They'll be riding AI bots called Maya and Breda and Maura, and we'll be gone.
No
need for us now. That's the backlash.
Well, yeah, the AI
since
will
start catching up.
They call it the singularity. They call it the robots will take over. They'll start just entertaining themselves, and we'll just be sidelined. And it'll be robots.
Yeah, well, I wonder, will the women be sidelined first? Will the men get rid of us?
Like, I'm in my mom and dad's kitchen. Like, this conversation.
This is like your mom and dad's kitchen.
Can I just also say, I'm so excited and delighted. I mean, to have Emma Doran, to have Deirdre O'Kane, some of my favourite comedians, okay? I said everybody be here at least a fucking hour before to let's do the sound check, and Johnny Property Pants over there. I said to him, you know, let's get the sound. They come in. What WDF, mate?
Yeah, well, I can't even say anything to
you. No, you can't. I can hear you. I can translate.
but
I'm going to take out the fucking genital clamps after this, and you boys are going to be. Trouble. What?
You're really picking on Daniel. Oh, Jack.
Because my pa picked on me. And that's how it works. It's called generational trauma. Oh, my father actually.
Let's keep that going.
Yes.
Deirdre O'Kane lives next door to my father.
And mother.
And mother. Yeah. Because they live together. Mm-hmm. And
they live together.
And that's really nice. And Stephen, your lovely husband, has been very kind, and you have as well, to my parents. So that's very nice, actually. And my dad is always singing your praises. He's always going on about, Stephen's a great man, and Deirdre. But he never gives me any praise.
Well, you see, he does to me.
Oh, does he? What's
and
he say?
And I see you have a gig with David and Deirdre coming up. Would you be friendly with David?
Yes,
I am. Really?
Yes. No, hang on a second. When you say you're friendly, it's more of an acquaintance, surely. You can't actually...
Be friends. Don't you?
He's always very proud.
So you're very,
always
you're very
to me
neighborly.
Now, he's in the Olympia, Deirdre, now, next week. Saying, yeah,
when I heard that, what's that awful country and restaurant singer, country and vegetable
Garth
singer?
Garth Brooks, yeah.
And if you had told me, did you hear Garth Brooks sold out one night in the Olympia or whatever, I would have said, oh, really? I didn't think he was that popular. Because I'm so disconnected. Mm. Five nights in the... Croke Park. I'm going, who listens to fucking God?
I know.
No, I'm sorry. I'm so upset. He is, you know, he's awful, right? And he looks weird. He's got eyes. He looks like an off-duty cop.
He's got eyes.
I was in the INEC that night, the night that Garth, one of the nights of Croker, Killarney was empty.
I was just going to say, we are on your own.
Yeah, and the graveyards as well, because they come out of the fucking graves, these people, these dead zombies, and they march up to fucking Dublin, and they haven't got a clue. Okay.
But anyway, there was Elphilus in a big show band thing in the big room, and I was chatting away to them, and they said to me, I tell you now, Deirdre, he said, we filled this place last year. We had 3,000 people in to see us. And do you know how many we have tonight? 400. Because they're all at Garth. Every gig in the country, everyone, every artist, every singer and comic was affected by Brooks.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I have the same contempt as David.
At all. Mm. I've no idea what's going on there.
My shaky, breaky heart, my achy, shaky heart. I'm going to have problems if you're from... Yeah, and then he kind of wears this cowboy hat. He's never been on a ranch in his life. He's never done hard work with his hands. It's all a lie. And I don't, I'm not having it. Anyway, whatever.
Anyway, what are we going to do with the bitterness?
Listen.
what, where will we channel the bitterness? No. Oh, go on. Here he is.
Is that Garth Brooks?
Copyright, so it's only
for Oh, yeah. Oh, it doesn't matter. Fuck it. We're not getting fucking monetized. Fuck me. Monetized. Hello. Yeah, buy Lucozade. Fuck off, Lucozade. What's the opposite of an ad? What's the opposite of an ad?
I'm not sure.
Better help. Fuck you.
I got friends. And you see, you see, it's catchy and you go, I got friends. You're off.
Couple of drinks. How many drinks did you need?
You've got a good singing voice, haven't you? You did that really well. Low places.
Did every comic that you ever knew not want to be a singer at one point?
I've got.
Isn't that a thing?
I've got.
Band. Imagine that. That would have been great.
I would have loved it.
Did you hear of David's band when he was growing up?
No.
No.
Yeah, you should say about your band, the name of your band.
The Pelvic Push Buttons. That was awful. We were terrible. Let's talk about Last One Laughing, because we have a limited amount of time. That was quite... well,
have
I describe it... Do you remember... Huh?
Have you recovered?
Well, I describe it as, you know that Slumdog Millionaire where the Indian kid went on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire and then all the questions related to life experiences that he had.
Yes.
So that was kind of like I met a lot of people that I'd fallen out with and had difficulties with. It was quite stressful. But it was very funny with Deirdre. Deirdre kind of presents herself like she's quite normal. But she presents this facade and people buy into it.
Yes.
And it's like, oh, hello, Deirdre. But then she is book mental behind it. And then she was showing me glimpses of that.
Such a great compliment.
And it was very, very funny. Deirdre was the closest one. And then you were just a bundle of nerves, it seemed to be.
Well, I couldn't do the no laughing, no smiling thing. And I had loads of like props and costumes and I went to, you know, we had to wait your turn. And I went and I was like, can I do something? It's like, oh, well, this thing and then you. And I was like, I need to fucking do something. Mm. But it was you who got me both times.
Mm.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
You were the person that like I found very hard. Because I think what it is.
Now, David, that's a huge compliment to you.
No, you were the person I was like, oh, fuck off. But you know what it is? It's the... your anger and rage and your temperament
very, very
is
fun.
Very like comforting to me. It's like very familiar. Do you know what I mean? Yeah,
and that's why, can I just say what Emma...
anger and rage is always...
What Emma Doran said just shows you how neurologically weird we are all wired. That it's so interesting. So there is someone for everyone. So... that you know that you're wired in such a way that you find anger and comforting because you grew up with that.
Like my dad would always been shouting and like that, but then he'd be funny. Yeah. But he was totally mad when we were growing up. He'd lose the rag about like the smallest things.
Is like, your partner like that?
No, he is a little bit. We both would like a little bit of rage, but I'm probably more ragey. But I feel like it's gotten better as I've gotten older.
And also you're going to the gym 6 times a week. Yeah.
But if I lost my, before, a few years ago, if I'd lost my keys, fucking meltdown. Mm. Like meltdown. The whole house, fucking disaster for a day.
What do you do with your keys now?
The same.
He bought me a key rack.
Okay.
And he said, put them in that. And I was like, that key rack's great. And he's like, yes, fucking mentler. But I still like the bit of rage. I love rage.
I think rage is also, you know... it sort of it gives you ownership of your, you know, it gives you a sense of in
living.
You know that you're not what's the word? Autonomy, is that the right fucking word? Fuck off. Autonomy, or like you're not getting pushed around, or you're not getting like you know the way you're not being compliant. You're not just going along. Like that's what I admired about Hannah. And don't start with the fucking COVID shite, okay? No, I love Hannah very much. But she's a very tough woman and she was very against all the COVID and she made sure that Jack and Daniel didn't get their, what you call them?
Vaccines.
Shots. No, I didn't give a fuck either way, you know?
Yeah.
But I just admired Hannah so much because she had this point of view that was so against the tide at the time, Hannah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't know where did that come from? I guess so. Rage and anger. Mm. Sometimes it's righteous. Don't you think?
What's your favorite form of rage? How do you?
Ooh. Do you like
it? That's a nice question. Yeah.
Somebody just came. Sexually. Do you like?
Stop it, David.
Do you like
Emma
a bit of rage?
Sexually. A rage ride.
But let's
a rage ride. Do you like a rage ride?
I bet you fucking do, you dirty bitch.
She likes a bit of rage.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Rage ride. It's obvious, isn't it?
It is obvious, isn't it? Yeah.
A rage ride.
There's always a bit of... You can't ride kind of like... You know, no. Hey, let's bub. You know,
I'm sorry.
I mean, rage ride with someone you genuinely didn't like wouldn't be great, but
have you liked the person?
But rage ride with your fella.
What is it? No, I like women who don't like me.
You don't like it.
Yeah, I find angry women very attractive.
Okay, yeah.
This is in good company today, though.
But
you're a bit rage.
Three of them. Three rages.
Yeah, you're a bit rage.
Oh, I'm full of rage. Yeah, full of rage.
But you're such an interesting.
Well, that's why they say when you have a raging...
Jack, stay out of this conversation. Jack, please.
You're about to...
It's horrible to think of your
David's
children.
So proud of his son.
Jack and Daniel have sex with women, Hannah. What do you think of that?
Perfect. I just don't want to watch it. I'll know about it.
You don't want to watch it?
I'll know about it.
She doesn't want to know about
it. It's funny, the first time the second time I had sex with a woman, you know...
Second time, you can remember that. Go on.
Of course, I can fucking remember that. Wow. As if you, Deirdre, you're such a devil. You're such a devil. You know what, Deirdre? Do you know what, Deirdre? I'll tell you who Deirdre O'Kane is. This is Deirdre O'Kane, right? Let's say we were in school.
Yeah.
And Deirdre's the one who's instigating fucking everything. Yeah. And I'm the gobshite who's getting caught.
Yes.
So you're so like that, Deirdre.
Actually,
you're so manipulative.
Definitely.
You're so, look at you, and you're there, and you're, and no, everybody, no, Deirdre is fine. She's the one that started it all. I bet you avoided so much trouble.
I didn't actually. I got caught quite a lot.
Did you?
Yeah, I did, yeah.
But you got out of it just
I got
as quick.
Caught, but I got out of it.
Yeah.
I was able to charm.
You're
I can
honor.
Charm my way out of most situations.
Yeah.
That bit, yes.
But you know what we're talking about.
So sorry, Garda.
Oh yeah, Garda Grant. Yeah.
Go on, Hannah.
But you know we were talking about ride. But you, Emma, you're talking about a silent ride. You know.
Oh yeah, silent ride.
And you master it.
Emma's bit of a silent ride.
Emma, I bet you were having a silent ride. Would you just be sort of like?
You can't look at each other. Your faces have to be facing. Well, do the boys live at home or do they live on?
Oh, I see. Because there's somebody in the next room.
Yes. So it's like if you have small children, you live at home with your parents, you've moved back to save for your mortgage. I feel like it's really Irish, the silent ride. Just like, do you know what I mean? Just like rubbing two sticks together. Just like, shh. Yeah, totally.
To be fair, there would have been a lot of silent riding over the years on this island.
Of course.
And is it
forbidden? There would have been a lot of silent riding. High places. Fucking shut up, Garth Brooks.
I just saw that in Croker singing to that. Silent rides.
Silent ride.
Holy ride.
You know.
I've come.
The second time I had sex with a woman, was a Swedish woman. Her name was Maria, and I was I was having so much fun. And up until that point, the only time I had that much fun was when it was illegal, you know, because you'd be smoking grass or whatever. And I felt so good that I think at the time I wished my father was there to cheer me on. You know what I mean? in the same way, you know, when you score a goal and your dad is on the sidelines. I never had that, but it's a weird thing to pop into your head, isn't it? Where the idea that your father should be there, kind of go, just well done, son. Keep on going for it.
Yeah, there's a twisted darkness to that.
Don't tell Dave Senior about that one.
No, and I definitely never wished that either of my parents were present. Any kind of riding, silent or rage, or anything in between. No, thanks.
To cheer you on.
No.
It's funny, isn't it, that some young women have daddy issues, and I was trying to think about this, like so. oh yeah, daddy. Oh yes, daddy. Fuck me, daddy, or whatever. Right. No, just hang a second, because like, it's weird, isn't it?
It is.
Like,
weird.
But yet it works very well.
What's the common denominator there? Is that women who didn't have father figures in their lives?
But I guess so. But obviously, when the guy is riding the woman, she's not thinking that that is her actual daddy.
No.
Okay. She's not thinking of her dad.
It's just a language.
It's the father figure, the strong.
Yeah, the
man, daddy, like you were my. I think you're my father.
It's a sub thing, isn't it?
That
you're the submissive.
I'm so glad you guys don't have a microphone. Go on.
Played the submissive.
But why doesn't it work the other way around? Where mommy.
But it can, because some men are submissive.
This is just not culturally accepted.
Oh, yes.
You just don't hear about it.
Fuck me, mother.
There's a lot of guys who like to be spanked, who like to be humiliated.
That's true.
And who like to be called dirty. And
Deirdre, do you have a bit of a dominatrix vibe about you? I think, does she? A little bit.
It's just because she's
wearing
black.
I don't know if she'd be bothered.
She wouldn't be bothered. She knows me.
I haven't the time.
You'd sort of go for it a bit and then you'd, come on.
You'd be like, where are the nipple clamps?
No,
fuck this.
No. Sounds like an awful lot of work.
Yeah, it does.
A lot of work.
And getting the gear on.
Well, I think also, that's interesting, because as comedians, we do have an outlet for our madness.
Yeah.
And then other people don't. And maybe they channel that into the
very
whole dominatrix things, don't you think?
I think so.
Like, we have a lot of adrenaline in our lives.
Yeah, I wouldn't be bothered with all that shite.
No? Okay.
Are you into that, Hannah?
No, I mean...
Oh, she was riding a French guy and he was licking her out when she was... Remember?
Yeah.
When you were... He liked the taste of your blood.
Oh, yeah. He was drinking my menstrual blood.
You guys, you're something else.
But I mean, that's so French, isn't it?
It is. It's so French.
Yeah. So he was going down on you when you. Oh, okay.
No.
Or just sex?
No.
Oh, you said he put it in. He
you know, he drunk it.
Ah.
No,
we have a short clip. No,
you know, like you've got this menstrual cup where you collect your blood.
Okay, yeah.
Oh, the cup. He drank from the cup.
He drank from the cup.
Yeah, the blood of Christ.
Yes.
Very French. Thought it was a little vin rouge for you.
And like, what was it like in the kitchen at breakfast, or was this?
No, just
you were doing. You were together.
No, we were like in bed, and he said, "Oh, I would like to taste your morning blood." And I said, okay.
Fuck off.
And then he just.
Of course, Hannah.
And you gave
tell
it
us this. How did
ice?
I'm dying to know, though, how that actually went down. Like, did he enjoy it now, or did he choke?
No. He just had a few sips and.
Cool as you like. All French. Yeah. Well, oui,
j'aime cigarette.
But I'm telling you that there is some sort of voodoo stuff in it, because when I wanted to break up with him, he wouldn't go away.
Oh, no. That's nothing to do with him drinking blood. That's to do with him being codependent or whatever. Loads of people can't break it off.
Well,
you think it's to do with that he drank your blood?
Yeah.
Anyway, because people are trying to eat here.
Wouldn't be for me.
God.
If
somebody didn't come
here in your fucking menstrual cup, I'd be like, would you ever fuck off? I just wouldn't. But I don't know. Maybe.
Mm. Well,
if I put a spell on him, like, you think? Little spell?
No, not me.
Just on him.
The fact, yeah. But the fact that he just did it, and it's such an intimate, and, you know, like, he would do a voodoo spell. A bit of
somebody's... Imagine if you found out that was his thing. Like, he did that with everyone. Wouldn't you be disgusted?
That's his business. I don't see him anymore. I mean... You know, unless you would be drinking somebody else's blood while going out with me, you know, that would be questionable.
Yeah,
I wouldn't like that. So,
okay,
I'm speechless now.
I know, because it's awful. I know it's not awful. Listen,
no, it's not
c'est la vie.
Humans,
and all that.
Humans,
yeah,
unusual.
Yeah. It's funny.
Whatever you're having yourself.
Yeah.
To be fair, now.
I mean, God, what age do you think people have sex like in their 80s? Like, I don't think my mom and dad.
Now, we're not getting into that.
I don't want to think that about... Oh, come on.
About your neighbours.
No, we're not.
Let's debate.
So anyway, so me, Deirdre and Emma were on last one laughing, and didn't get great reviews. But then, like, your husband, or do you call him partner?
Whichever you prefer.
Stephen said, which I've quoted a few times, it's like being critical of a Christmas cracker. I mean, it's not supposed to be a deeply intellectual, it's just a game show.
Is that your liner, Steve?
Stephen.
Being critical of a Christmas cracker?
Yeah.
Oh, God, I was attributing that to you.
Oh, no, I thought that's Stephen.
No,
it could have been Darren Smith maybe said it. Anyway, it doesn't matter.
But it's true. What would you be reviewing a show like LOL for? Especially two episodes. That's a waste of time. You need to see the whole thing.
Did you get something out of it, Emma?
I think everyone who got in touch with me was really positive.
Yeah.
Well, in fairness, of all the things I've done, it's the one where I've gotten the most messages from people, and like people saying it to me just in the shop or whatever. Like people really beaming, like, oh, I really loved it. I watched it. I binged it last night. Mm. So I thought, I feel like it's kind of gone now. And I'm like, oh, where's it gone?
Mm. I don't think it is, though. I think it's, do we have any idea where it's placed now on Amazon Prime? Because it was number one for a while.
Yeah.
Is it still in the charts?
I think it's still up in the top, whatever, at the top.
What do you think? Why was it? How come I couldn't look at you in that show?
We make each other laugh. So
yeah, but I mean, is it because any time I looked at you, you were just doing silly stuff with your eyes or something?
It's the Mona Lisa face where
I did try to get David at one point.
Oh yeah,
I thought I might be able.
Oh,
to.
You would have, yeah, like yeah. You would have, yeah. But also, I had done two sessions of hypnotism.
Oh, yeah. Have you told this on the pod?
Well, I did tell it, but I didn't. They didn't mention it on the last one laughing, maybe for a good reason. Maybe they don't want people to do that. And it is kind of cheating, I guess. But
it work, David?
Yeah, I think it did.
In terms of your laughing.
But no, also it made me take the game way too seriously. I mean, it was just a bit of fun.
I mean, your reaction to Bernard was the thing that very nearly got me.
Oh, Bernard, yes. So actually,
because
that's
again, you see, tension. I laugh at tension because I was reared with tension.
Yeah.
So when I see a domestic,
yeah.
If I witness another family having a domestic, I will be howling.
That will reduce
me to tears of laughter. Totally.
Well, you see, because me and Bernard, we fell out. I've said this before. We fell out over, it doesn't matter what, but anyway, he cut it off with me and I was very hurt at the time. And it took me a good while to get over it because we were very, very good friends.
As it would, yeah.
And so then he comes on the show and says, I love you, Dave. And I go, you fuck you, you fucking love me. You fuck, no way. And I was that, and maybe because of the hypnotism. But then again,
I don't think so.
It's great.
See, I love that about David, though. Yeah. That's a quality I love. You're straight away. Don't be talking shite now.
Yeah.
You don't love me.
Yeah.
And that's.
Yeah. And so.
You're never compliant.
It was a bit unprofessional. But.
But you're on a comedy show. And you know. Have to be light and entertaining. Yeah.
I don't think it was unprofessional. I think for me, it was funny. Like, I was. Not everybody finds tension.
Oh, we were loving it.
I do.
Deirdre, do you look back on the show and think, shit, I wish I'd done this. I could have done that. Why didn't I do this? Are there things about the thing?
When I watched it, I thought I was more passive than I had thought I was in the room. So I think I kind of my energy is quite low key, isn't it? Like when I look at Jason or Ashley, you know, the people who have huge energy, I thought, oh, wow, my energy is actually.
Well, that was the big surprise for me, that Jason could leap about the place and not crack up.
Absolutely, I thought, and Aisling the same. How she did the song without laughing, I'll never understand. Mm. I mean, for me, I don't think I could have got through the woman's heart thing the way she did.
The two of them in particular just really kept going the whole time.
Yeah. They're just hours.
I kept on thinking
hyperactive.
I kept on thinking back to like when they brought out Jedward. I mean, we should have destroyed those guys. We should have been jumping on top of them.
We were all so tired.
We were very tired.
But we just went along. We just sat there passively.
Yeah, you were sort of kind of like, what are you doing here? And like walk off.
It was very interesting how you psychologically where you went to after a few hours. That tiredness sort of set in. It definitely became harder to make you laugh. Once you got, whereas in the beginning, I think anything could have got you. And then as time went on, you kind of
it was gone.
Sat into it a bit and it became a bit, oh, God.
I'm actually exhausted.
Well, you were my hero on that fucking show, Deirdre, because there was a few moments where Deirdre said things that I couldn't say, and I'm just thinking, you fucking hero. I was just very impressed by it. That's all.
Hey, you've done. Deirdre, you were passive on that show.
I was shy.
You were not entertaining.
Correct.
You were embarrassing.
That's right.
To all of us.
Yes.
And,
she's right.
And
she's right.
And that's why they're not together.
And you're just giving out about other people. Didn't you ever look at yourself? You know? Did you?
She's so right. I was. And Hannah was watching the show. She was going like,
so embarrassed. Like,
really?
Supposed to be like a comic.
I know. She's right.
Attitude, yes. And
no.
Invention. No. You know, you see Jedward, they just like do big eyes and walk off. You know, like you could have fed him all the food.
Yes.
You know, whatever.
Yes.
And even standing behind Jason Byrne.
Oh, no, shit. The biggest embarrassment was I was actually mirroring Jason Byrne for about half an hour. And it was just like, ah, you fucking idiot. You fucking idiot. Anyway, so look, it was embarrassing. So you guys are doing this show on RT called Low Road. You take the...
Oh, yeah. High Road, Low Road. It went out, actually.
Who came up with that idea?
That's a series. That's a running series. It's nothing to do with us now.
Oh.
Yeah, it's like, yeah.
You could be on it, David, any day.
Who would you go away with?
Bernard O'Shea.
Yeah. Great telly.
That'd be good.
Very good.
Or so, Catherine, maybe.
Catherine, But yeah, it is funny. I wish. I mean, it is funny though, guys. There are comedians that we'd love to take the piss out of, and there are other comedians who want to take the piss out of you or me or whatever.
Of course.
But it's hard to do it. It's not the done thing to do it publicly, though, isn't it? Really, no.
No, it's a bit bitter. It's a bit small-minded. Yes. Yeah,
is it?
But also, other people don't understand what you were talking about.
Why are you laughing, Jack and Daniel?
Yeah,
because I'm being such a stupid.
Things don't change.
Huh? It's terrible when you realize your sons are smarter than you are. Like, anyway, when people are actively disliking you or angry towards you, and I'm that way with certain people. It does have, with me anyway, I assume, oh, that person, they really have a big ideology behind them. They must know something or whatever.
Yeah.
And it's like a confidence trick or something. It tricks you into believing that they have their anger or their dismissiveness directed towards you. It must be righteous. But a lot of times it isn't righteous.
David,
it's just that they're
a
petulant, immature... Hannah, don't fucking assassinate my flights of whimsy. So the High Road, where you went, did you go to Hong Kong?
We went to Singapore.
Singapore. Yes.
Emma got the High Road. She went business class, 5-star. Deirdre down the back, 3-star hotel, no window. But I did get a tattoo.
Oh, very, very nice. Lovely. Yeah. It's funny though, you know, can I just say about staying in fancy hotels?
Mm.
Like when we went to Thailand, I realized that me and Han and Jack went to Thailand for 2 weeks. But, you know, what's the point almost of going to different places and staying in a hotel that looks like any hotel that you'd stay in anywhere?
Yeah. I don't disagree with you. I think the 5-star, a little bit overrated, is it? Mm.
Yeah.
I
think
so. I don't want the 3-star either. Yeah. Yes. Settle on number 4.
I think. Well, you want a room with the view, you know.
I don't really care that much about the room or the size of the room. But if there was nice food in the hotel, I'd be like, yeah, great.
I'd prioritize nice food.
Especially like we were staying on our own. So you're kind of like, there's no rage riding going on in the room. Do you know what I mean?
So no, there was no rage riding. There was no any riding. Silent rage in between.
Singapore, would you recommend to go there? Oh, yeah. Is it a bit quiet?
I think it's a bit too civilized.
Mm. Mm. Mm.
It's the most Western part of Asia I've ever been to. Very Westernized.
And even my end of it, the luxury end, it was all Western. Like
vaping, David, is illegal, by the way.
Vaping is illegal.
And in Thailand, it's illegal.
How would you cope?
Is vaping illegal?
Vaping is illegal, but everything else is.
You can smoke marijuana everywhere.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds. And they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
They're yeah. Dispensaries,
oh, so you can
everywhere.
Just smoke.
Did you just smoke?
Yeah, just smoked. Hannah okay. was smoking grass every day.
Oh my God. But it's a different grass than here.
Okay,
yeah.
Is it
much
more mellow?
Gentle, yeah. Much more mellow,
God,
more natural.
Like the holiday.
And you can
all
you
holidays.
Can just smoke and you don't feel paranoid. You just feel chill.
Mellow all day.
Mellow. Really?
Oh
nice.
Yeah, so that's what you want though. You don't want
yeah,
to
no,
have something
no.
going.
No, you just don't want to think, oh my God, this guy
was
is
this
looking.
Recently you went
yeah.
to Thailand?
Yeah. Yeah, a few weeks ago. A month ago.
A month ago?
Two months.
Smoke so weed every day.
Hannah's sorry. We need Hannah with what? The shades and the little stuff.
Just the four of you.
Mouth.
Just the four of you.
No, Daniel was doing a course and he couldn't do
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah.
But it was...
Are we okay when you came back? You put the cigarettes to one side and went back on the vape?
No, I'm still smoking.
Oh. So you're vaping and smoking?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So this
yeah.
is like... Double whammy.
You sent me a text there recently, Deirdre, that you're doing. You're coming up with new stuff, new jokes.
Mm.
Excuse me, because I was on stage there in your neck of the woods, the Spirit Store, lovely venue, and I was and I'd just been there six. And I was there only 6 months earlier, and I'm doing jokes that I'd done the last time I was there. And I just had that horrible sense of, you know, the audience kind of.
Oh, God. That's a form of paranoia.
We've heard this shit before. And I mean, I've never done this, but I'm saying I want to do it. I don't know if I will, but I'd really love to do it. Just literally drop everything. Just get rid of everything and start fresh. But yeah. it's so scary,
clean
isn't it?
Slide.
Is that what you did? That's what you're doing.
That's what I do at the end of every tour.
So
it's gone. It's over.
So when? Next. So when? How long are you into the new show?
What do you mean? In the writing process, or it begins at the end of the month, March.
What begins at the end?
The
of
tour,
the
official
oh,
tour.
For fuck's
so I only
sake.
Have a few work in progress gigs left, like five maybe.
How long have you been writing the new show?
I think I started. Well, I finished the tour in October. I had started writing July.
Okay.
I think I started writing the summer. Yeah. I had an idea. I had an idea in the summer for a bit.
Were you slipping
so
in
probably,
bits at festivals and stuff?
I had it in my head. I wasn't writing it down. I was percolating. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
For a while. But just properly writing.
Just a bit.
Just a bit.
But
yeah.
In other words, that bit was in the area of where
no,
you...
No, I knew it would be a long bit. It was about long-term relationships. It was about people surviving. It was about... being together 20 or 30 years and what that takes and the fact that, like, there's a bit, for example, where I say to the audience, if I tell them that I've been with Steve for 30 years, then they automatically clap, you know, and I'm fascinated by that, going, you know, I didn't tell you they were good years. You
yeah.
know, and we don't clap for people who separate, which actually takes an awful lot of courage. I'm quite fascinated by all of the
as you were talking there, you I just reminded me of your Mary Robinson. It takes a great deal of courage. It's funny because I used to do Mary Robinson, and the way if you notice with Mary,
did you do Mary as well. We could have a Mary
in the Savage Eye. She her nose here, and also she's got a permanent grin, which informs the way. So
she's very easy to do.
And
like
also, she also agrees on your behalf, just in case you don't know what she's talking about. Anyway, but sorry. What the fuck? Nobody knows who fucking Mary Robinson is now. Anyway,
no, they don't. The young ones wouldn't.
But so yeah, that's it's quite daunting To
it always is. Starting again is just, it feels like a mountain. So I decided to go 10 minutes at a time.
Yes.
So just yeah. try and write 10 minutes at a time and, yeah. and not think about 75 minutes.
Yes.
It's too much.
75.
Mm. 75. But 70, that, maybe 70.
Is that not what you do every year when you do a new show?
No, I fucking don't, Mrs.
I do,
I've got about 30% new stuff, maximum 40%. And I mean, as I'm looking at Deirdre and she's saying this, I mean, I think that's the sustainable relationship that you have to kind of, you know, so that the audience coming to the next show, they know they're going to come to a new show. But Jesus Christ,
it's hard to turn over. It's.
But I think if you frame it as if you're actually having a story to it, or if there's a. Is that the idea?
A theme. I've never gone for a theme before, but I do think the relationship thing kind of goes throughout this one a little bit. And the fact that I'm French, that's another part of it.
She's French.
Delighted about myself.
Oh, did you do the DNA test?
Did my ancestry.com. Came out as 57% Irish. I was over the moon.
I am 57% French or Irish?
Irish, 57, but that's very low. Oh, most of us are in the 90th percentile.
Oh, I'd say I'm.
So I decided, 90, yeah. I was delighted and then? To be French.
And what percent French?
20% English, 20% French.
Mm. That's pretty good.
Ooh la la, that's why I'm
smug.
Yeah.
But it's.
You don't like it.
No, I'd be afraid to do mine.
In case of what?
I think the pool is small. I think, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Frankly, gingerhead.
What's wrong with being Irish 100%?
Nothing, but I feel like some people may not have travelled too far.
You're talking incest here,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, fair.
She has the fear of the incest.
See, the size of my head is quite large.
It's your head is
No, it is.
It doesn't look large from this
the
side.
The hair, you see, that's why I have the hair.
Get out of that.
If you
now, got,
if you measured the head, it'd be a sizable cranium. So I'm just worried. But there's nothing in mine. There's nothing fancy like you.
Are you paranoid? Is that the kind of thing you, when you were young, you'd be kind of choosing, I hope they don't notice the size of my head?
Yes.
Patrick MacDonald joke.
Patrick MacDonald.
Do you hear sentences on other people's jokes from years ago come into your head? No, that still happened to you? I was born with a big head. Yeah. Patrick MacDonald.
That's a good one, isn't it?
He's got a very big head, yeah.
He has got a big noggin. But I was, I remember as a teenager, I was walking to school and I got lobbed in the back of the head with an apple from the boys' school. And I think I heard a gasp from the young fella because he was so far away. He didn't think he was going to get the back of my head, but he did. And it made a noise. Yeah. And I had to style it out and I was fucking concussed.
My
friend is like, are you okay? I was like, yeah, absolutely grand. Yeah, fuck it up. Whatever, fellas. Somebody did say.
God, you're such a sweet, she's so sweet, isn't she? You're just Emma adorable. Emma Dora.
I feel like I'm a horrible person.
No, you're not horrible, no.
Well, I mean, compared to me,
I've seen the rage, though. I've seen her. I've seen the rage.
Yeah, we went to, in Singapore, what was it called?
So you know when you go to smash up, do you know those places where you have to get your rage out, so you smash up?
Yeah,
you get
a room.
It's a room they give you these hammers and you fucking go at this shit. This one, helmet on, she fucking went at it. I was like, whoa, wow, woman.
And I stayed up all night. It was
she hadn't been to bed. The hangover was real.
Oh, right. So, you saw a side to Emma that you were quite shocked and surprised by. Yeah. You're thinking, Jesus Christ.
I was like, give me that. That was the moment that you made me laugh. The most. Yeah. I would have been a goner if you'd done that.
But you see, that's right. We were very conservative in last one laughing. We didn't do
because you're afraid of corpsing yourself. Yeah, that was the whole point.
So we should have allowed ourselves to corpse once because we would have only got a yellow card.
But then you're on the edge. Then you're
it's
out.
It's horrible when you get a yellow card.
Well, so what? True.
Yeah,
absolutely.
I kind of went. So.
And I definitely laughed a couple of times and wasn't caught.
Mm.
I mean, when I...
Oh, well, no, because your husband was the producer and you...
Rage riding.
You let it go.
No, I'll tell you.
Insider trading.
No,
you heard it here first, folks. You son of a gun.
Yeah. He wasn't anywhere near a camera, but I'll tell you what happened. When what's his name? When Christopher came into the room, I lost it.
Yeah.
He went around quite quickly like a little ninja. Do you remember with the guitar? With the guitar, he moved quite quickly, and I was gone. But I got up to walk around the room because I was so badly gone.
Oh, I see.
But I think I managed to hide myself. I was kind of clinging to the walls.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody was involved. If you look at that, there's no sign of me. I'm walking around the room trying to fucking gather myself. I was gone.
Because I jumped over a couch because you started trying to dance at me, and I was like, fuck this. I was like,
oh, that was difficult.
It was too much, wasn't it?
Very
he was very fast and very nimble on his feet.
He just flew in with that guitar, and I was just like, this is a sight I cannot unsee.
And everyone just kept saying, I thought you were dead. I thought you were dead.
Oh, Jesus. Jason loved saying that. I thought he was dead.
He's just there. Oh, terrible. Oh,
and your partner, husband, fellow jailer. No, husband.
He was looking after you.
Stephen was producing me, and he was a very, very nice guy. He was very nice. He was like a perfect producer, and he was building my confidence up. And during the taping, there'd be a few moments where we'd stop, and Stephen would come up to me, and he'd go like, "You're a good man, David."
You're a good man. That's
it. You know, because he lives with a comedian and he knows how much low self esteem.
He knows what Aaron Neurosis is.
Yeah.
You're a good man.
I'd say he's. Is he very patient with you?
Well, he's a patient person.
Yes.
He has endless patience.
Endless patience.
Yeah. I don't think you could live with me if you didn't have a good stack of patience. I, on the other hand, have none. I've really had to work at that now. So we're definitely opposites.
Do you mean that you just have a limited amount of attention to give to anything?
I just have very, very low patience. You won't be finding me in any queues or waiting around for anything. Like, I just can't.
Yeah.
But I think so.
You've seen that. You've seen my impatience.
And I said, I think Stephen loves the fact that George is always like, fucking on the go. There's something going on. Here we fucking go. And Stephen just is enjoying.
Effing and blinding in the car at traffic and people and light and all that. Carry on.
Yeah, how did you two guys? How did you two dudes meet? How did you two go-getters? How did
Emma
you two
opened for me years ago?
And did you click?
We didn't actually. We didn't. No. Well, I mean, we did not click. She but thought we didn't I was get staff. To know. I thought she was staff.
She didn't know I was a fucking comedian.
I was asking her how many are in. And I was asking her all those questions. Have we sold my tickets? And how many are in? All this.
And
she
of course, Emma.
And Emma was going, "What the fuck am I meant to know this shit?" And then somebody said, and then someone said, "This is Emma, you're opening act." And I went, "Oh my God."
I was holding her bags.
I was mortified.
She grabs the bags off me.
But Emma, so like, why are you so like that? Like where you wouldn't kind of stick up for yourself and say.
I don't know what's wrong with me.
Well, no, it's not.
That was early days. Yeah. You were a rookie very sweet. Comic. Come on.
I think it's the work thing. I'd be like, I would pipe up. But in a work thing, I think I'd be trying to be professional,
of course, like we all would. Yeah, totally.
I'm trying to be I think
the best
Emma behavior.
Didn't want to embarrass you, and she just went that's along.
Yes, thank you, Hannah. I was just well saved.
I was like, so this is going to unfold eventually, and like, I think I probably didn't want to say it in front of the staff that she clearly didn't know that I was her support act.
I mean,
act,
imagine
so I
that.
To play
what
along.
Class of a diva goes in, starts asking the warm up act how many are in, and questions like that, like. I literally thought she was.
Well, no, but that's your nerves before the thing,
of course,
and you're all this, and you're with someone, and
you don't know what's going on,
and so you just it's kind of, you know, talk about the weather or whatever. So you know you want to just
want to know. I mean, it's a perfect with the room,
perfect because it would sound.
Because somebody the other day was saying I can't really remember who it was, but they had met a comedian, and they were very quiet or whatever, and not what they expected at all. And I was like, you can't be judging a comedian on what they're like before they go on stage. Mm. I was like,
you can be.
Know what I mean? Mm. Like. They're not present. You're trying to have like a crack conversation.
No, you need to be
thinking about.
Well, I thought you were actually going to say you can't be judging a comedian by what they say on stage. You know, because
that's
because you know some comedians present like they're all cool and you know woke and everything, but they're really not right. They're not good
Beck
people.
Do it.
Oh yeah. I want to bitch about other comedians.
I know.
That's what it is.
You're twitching.
Why?
Yeah.
Because I know them all so well.
I know, but just keep it to yourself.
Yeah. Okay. You're so right.
Just like,
see these
please.
Two guys. And can we just talk a little bit? How long have we been broadcasting, Daniel?
Almost an hour.
feels longer. That's the joke I do.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Can I just say
the fish?
What?
Try the fish. It's all. It's one of them, isn't it? Feels longer. Oh yeah.
Can I just say, has the Instagram thing helped all of us here in terms of ticket sales? Are we quite surprised about that?
Massively surprised and delighted.
Yeah, me too.
Well, cutting out the middleman is a nice thing, isn't it? Going directly to your audience.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, you have a better chance of selling to them because they're already there. So, you know, when you're doing a radio, you're just kind of shouting into the fucking abyss, aren't you?
Yeah.
Not shouting into the abyss, but you know what I mean? It's more, you're closer.
You'd wonder how many tickets you would, like, I mean, that's how I make a living, you know, going around the... Is that how you make most of your... Oh, well, it does...
What do you mean?
Go around the country?
Sorry. So I'm on a tour at the moment. And most of the... A lot of the venues have sold out, which I'm very grateful for. And that's as... But I just wonder what percentage of the audience... Like, I've got like 120,000 or whatever. What percentage of those... Is it like 1%?
Are buying tickets.
Yeah.
I'd love to know that.
Mm.
I'd say it's a lot higher than one, David.
Well, oh yeah. You said that like my parents. David.
I'd say it's a lot higher than one, David. Would you? What is the percentage? I don't know.
Anyway.
Ten?
Well, maybe. You can tell, obviously, by the amount of fucking tickets you sell anyway. Yeah. But it's just it's a great... I mean, obviously TV is important, but it's nowhere near as important.
Oh,
as
I think Instagram has been a lifesaver.
Yeah.
Because then even new people that come on, they can go back and... Like what I would do if I followed someone... I'd go back and see what other stuff they've done.
Well, this is the beauty, is you're selling your comedy. You're not talking shite on some talk show, you know, where you're trying to be funny. Or, you know, you're actually showing people your work. You're going, this is my stand-up. This is what I'm selling. Mm. Whereas normally when you were selling, it's an interview or it's a TV show. Or
you have to try and wedge
it. A panel show, God forbid, that I was never good at that stuff. Never. My brain just closes down. I don't like being in a competitive environment where I have to be funny now with six other usually blokes.
Yeah.
It's not ideal. So this is very honest, isn't it? It's like, there you go. That's what I do. Do you like it? Great. Buy a ticket.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
That's it's empowering.
I know that whole idea of shoehorning material into an interview.
Soul destroying.
It can work.
It can, yes. Absolutely. But it can.
You know.
Yeah.
Did you do the Late Late Show a few times?
Many times. But I'll tell you my worst one.
Oh yeah, go on.
Yeah.
Oh God.
Wait, was
David
cheered up? I feel a bit sick.
But people don't understand. This was the Late Late Show. Was it? Sorry.
Yeah, the Late Late Show. Okay.
So it has about 600,000-700,000 people.
Right. So the power of that back in the day.
Yeah.
What did Deirdre do? Now I was very.
So Ireland is looking.
Now
at
I was very green. Like when I think back to some of this shit, I think, how were you so thick? How were you that green, like, that you wouldn't have known? So I went, one year I went to Edinburgh. Listen to this. Two shows, back to back. I did a 7 to 8 and an 8 to 9.
Jesus. Like, what? Not in the same venue.
In the same room.
Right.
I had a 15-minute turnaround. I did two shows. Oh, one of them was this character called Crystal Hickey, right? She was a cruise ship singer. Deirdre decided to go on the Late Late Show as the cruise ship singer.
I think I might have seen that. Did you do some of that in Vicar Street with Tara?
No, I did. Then my second show was with Tara. Tis pity she's anonymous.
Okay.
That was the title. Anyway, Crystal Hickey, I took onto the Late Late with Pat Kenny. No one made head nor tail of it. It was like I was way ahead of myself. I was like Ricky Gervais doing. I was like The Office. It was like a kind of a, you know, that. Like,
yeah, but how did they set it up, Deirdre?
Oh yeah, like a kind of a spoof singer.
Crystal Hickey is doing very well on the cruise ship circuit.
So that's how. So Pat Kenny,
as a cruise ship singer, I was introduced as a cruise ship singer. Jesus. Out I came. Did the bit of talk, did the jokes. I think I got up to sing a number, and people complained. They said, why are they having a cruise ship singer?
But that's down to the researchers. Horror. Do you know what would be great crack? Just don't even tell. Just it'll be a surprise.
And well, I'll always remember the researcher. Before I went out, he had his head in his hands. He was bricking it. And he said to me, just before I went out, he said, oh, I don't think this is going to work.
He said that?
Yeah, well, the researcher said, I don't think this is going to work. And I think I knew
there was a good chance this wasn't going to work as well. Now, I kind of got away with it. I didn't quite die 100%.
It was confusion.
50-50. Yeah. 50% of the crowd went with it and laughed, and 50% were just absolutely confused.
They knew that you were, the 50% that got it knew you were a character. But they, yes. But surely they should. Deirdre Kane, a great comedian, and she's doing a character. Now, they didn't say that. So they didn't say it was Deirdre Kane.
They just introduced Crystal Hickey. Nobody knew who Crystal Hickey was.
Yeah.
So how could it possibly work?
Yeah. What was the rig out? Did you have like a wig and everything?
I wonder, is that on YouTube?
Back at some of that stuff, the material was great, to be fair now.
Crystal Hickey.
Crystal, she was a kind of a... She was a kind of a hairdresser, made a cruise ship.
It was Aaron McGregor,
wasn't
it?
She was a sort of a twink-inspired sort of thing. Do you know? It was that.
The enunciation
she was cutting hair on the cruise and singing singing as well. Do you know what I mean? She's a bit of a jack-of-all-trades.
Fucking brilliant. There's a few... Crystal Hickey.
Yeah.
And cruise ships. Jesus, that's soul destroying. Mm. I was on the Late Late Show with Pat Kenny.
Many times. Were you not a regular with Pat?
Yeah.
Well, anyway, there was one show. I think the last time I did it, I died very badly because I had a guitar. I was finishing.
You need to post that now because that is always funny. I was finishing with
This thing, which was. What was it? About Irish people's house obsession. You know, you go to the bank, get a mortgage, buy a house, get a, you know. Anyway, I was about to sing it, and the fuckers in the show, you know, man, fucking great laugh, fucking detune his guitar, see how he fucking laugh. You know, these fucking
they mess with your guitar,
happy dub cunts. You know, be a fucking laugh, fucking detune his guitar. Anyway, picked up the guitar, it's all out of tune. And I really wanted to sing it. We don't have time, the guitar is out of tune. Please, Pat. And then I lost confidence in what I was doing.
Oh,
I got very self-conscious. I forgot the words. And it was just like, the thing. And the voice was going.
Oh, the voice.
And you know what I mean? And then the thing. The okay, that's Dave McSavage. Not everyone's cup of tea.
Oh, you know. Jesus.
Fucking cunts. Man. And of course, the lads, you know, who'd done that. Stupid cunts.
I mean, live television, like, could the stakes be higher? Could it be tougher?
But I mean, you know, I don't know about you when you, or like, I die quite regularly and it's pretty rough. And it's certainly.
How do you deal with that now? I'd quite like to know how you deal with that.
Dying, well, you just have this horrible feeling. You just want to go home, get into a fetal position, rock back and forth. And the only way to sort of, and it's slowly, it's like having a bad shite. It just slowly dissipates. Sorry, girls. I know you don't like talking about
shite.
It's like a bad shite. Yeah.
But you are able to save yourself, David, from dying on stage. Like, that's not... You have all the resources and you know how to turn a room around. So why are you putting yourself through that?
Sometimes, though, you can just feel that... You know, and you continue doing the thing, but people are... Well, we're still... We haven't...
Recovered.
You know. Yeah. Yeah, but that's okay. I mean, you know,
is there a common thing? Do you go too far? What is it?
Is there a common thing? Yeah.
When you turn that room, when you can feel the energy.
Well, so, sometimes you. I don't know.
It's
you just
someone in the audience always.
Well, one person talking loud.
He always thinks the person in the audience hates him, even though he might not hate him. He's just
he might have just like fixed his pocket.
It's one of those faces. Okay. So you're spotting one of those faces that's not smiling at you. Those people who are very annoying.
Yes. I mean, or someone on their phone.
Is there anything worse?
Deirdre, can I just say, Deirdre, I know you are as mental as I am anyway. So I don't. That's why I like you so much. Can I just ask you, just like quickly, what worst kind of gig experience or, you know, that you had?
I think the worst thing was actually probably like real early on, and I'd only done about 4 or 5 gigs, and somebody asked me to do 15 minutes out in Kildare, and it was just disgusting. And the worst thing about it was I told a joke. I can't remember exactly what it was, but it was something to do with having kids or something like that. And a woman in the audience, so it was meant to be like a joke, obviously, and a woman in the audience said, Like she felt sorry for me. And it was just, and actually the worst part of it was we, all the comedians were sitting together behind the mic.
The horror.
So we all went back to sit in our seats after we did our bit. And you know, when you go back to other comedians and you know that you've done horrifically, you've stopped time in the room. And all, people go, well done. And you know, it's a dirty, dirty lie. And I had to sit with all the other three, did really, really well. And I died on my hall and it was disgusting. And I hated myself.
It's the worst feeling.
It is the worst feeling. But I know what you mean. That's worse than a heckle.
Yeah, like, ah.
Because it's...
You're very brave.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, that kind of thing.
The worst thing for me
good
is...
Good job for trying.
I don't know if...
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Have you had people stand up? Well, this happened to me a few times where people stand... A lot, actually. Stand up and walk out. That's worse than a heckle.
I've
you're like,
before,
you
yeah.
fuckers.
I had it in Dublin. I did Dublin Fringe and I had people walking out. I was just like, oh, fuck's sake.
I haven't had people walking out, but I think I'm going to on the next one.
Oh.
I've had a few, because I'm gone a bit darker with age and there's a few bits in this for people. I can feel the tension in the room and that's new now for me because
I'd be a
people pleaser a lot of the time. But now you see with the old age, I'm leaning into the darkness, couldn't give a fuck. Effing and blind.
I love it.
Do you think you're changing? Do you think you have changed over a period?
Yeah. Definitely.
Yeah. Do you feel, yeah?
I don't feel the need to be. I think I was always very good at keeping everybody happy. And now I'm not that bothered about keeping everybody happy. I'm like, I'm going to do a bit now that some people definitely won't like. So that's where I admire you because you always lean into that.
Yeah.
Are you more confident?
Well, I must be, I suppose, if I'm happy to go to the place that's uncomfortable. You have to let yourself go
towards
something that's uncomfortable. And that's not easy. It's easier to do the nice thing and make everybody laugh.
Yeah, but I think also, you know, we do have some professional duty to ticket buyers. You know, you can't be, you know, you do have to ultimately entertain them.
I think sometimes...
Yeah,
but that doesn't
mean that you can't be saying things that will also make them uncomfortable and make them think, or you know, that you want to say something that's quite dark.
Hmm.
Anyway, it's interesting. We'll see how I go. I certainly had a night recently in Clontarf. I did four work in progress nights in a row, and one
sheds.
Of them was tough.
Oh,
very tough.
Yeah,
this crowd just. Well, there was no energy in them. I didn't know whether if they were drunk or tired or what, but I was working my arse off, and then at a certain point, I thought that. No, I'm not working hard anymore now. I'm just going to sit back into this and you'll just have to meet me somewhere in the middle.
Yes.
Yeah, that's really good, Deirdre. It's so interesting, the thoughts that, yeah, God, it's...
When you're in the middle of it. When you're in the middle.
Well, no, but I know what you mean. And when it's not working... Or you feel it's not working and you're doing this stuff.
And then
you're talking, but you don't believe, you don't like your voice. You're all up here. And then you just... That's a really good thing. Just give yourself a second.
Yeah.
And what a good thing to say. You're going to have to meet me somewhere in this. And in a way, maybe that has the desired effect, maybe by changing.
I don't think I fixed the room, but I fixed my own head. I'm not going to kill myself.
I did mansplaining again, didn't I?
Yeah, yeah. And also,
did you?
Yeah, I did. I just repeated exactly what Deirdre said.
And also, I feel that you are like in a therapy session that Deirdre and Emma giving you, you know, advice.
I'm so sorry,
and
guys.
Listen to your problems.
I love these two, Hannah.
I
absolutely.
Women do it to men. You know, a lot of men date women to get free counseling.
Okay, yeah.
You know?
Yeah, well, there's truth in that. Mm. Interesting. Very interesting.
But
David has very good insight. And this particular topic, though, you've got great insight because you actually don't do what I do, which is a lot of people pleasing over the years. You will lean into making people feel uncomfortable.
Yeah.
And that's unusual.
Self-destructive streak.
It could be seen as self-destructive, I suppose.
But the audience who went to see you in Clontarf knew that it was a work in progress.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, that also gives us latitude.
It was just very interesting, though. Out of the four nights, this was just one that wasn't.
Isn't it so funny, though, that the energy in the room and all that, it's like, you just never know.
I knew from hello I knew from hello there was nothing in that room. They were giving me fuck all.
But actually, this
sounds very mean now, because I think this audience, if they were to hear me saying this, would be, what's she talking about?
Yeah, yeah.
I know, that's the thing. They'd say, oh, everyone enjoyed themselves. Yeah, but no, I didn't feel it.
Compared to the other nights, it was just.
Are you surprised you are a comedian, Emma? What drew you? Why is that a funny question, Jack? Oh, yes, because that sounds like because you're shy. No,
oh, yeah.
Sorry, I didn't mean it like that. Because your demeanor, I don't know you. I know you, but I don't know you. But you're such a nice person. And you're not a nice person.
I suppose I am a nice person. But no, I don't think like people that went to school with me or my family. I think the thing that I'm surprised by that I've gotten obsessed with it and I've stuck with it for so long. Mm. I don't think it's a shock to go and do it.
Well, it's an unusual thing to do.
Yeah, yes. But to stay with it and keep doing it and to be obsessed about it, I think, is the part that's, isn't it?
And are we all in? Like, me and Deirdre definitely are, but you're, do you feel like that this is it?
This is
it. She's all in. Oh, Jesus, she's all in.
And do you feel you're getting better?
I do, actually, yeah.
Which is quite exciting, isn't it? Because usually as we get old, mature, we tend, things start to flag, but I don't feel that with comedy. No. I think you can get better, which is an exciting prospect.
Thank God. Imagine if we were getting worse now.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, Jesus, how depressing would that be?
Would you
trying to get up with old jokes and all? Oh, stop.
Say that again.
Imagine if you were trying to get up with old jokes that you'd written 5 years ago and you're.
I'm doing that fucking. Oh, you're taking.
You're
the
not.
Piss.
I'm not taking the
you
piss.
You are.
David, you're no, not you're, doing you're, that. You're,
I
your,
fucking. I fucking am. No, but I am. You are. You're so clever, Deirdre. People don't understand. She's a devil.
So, she is. You're giving me more credit than I deserve. That's not what I'm doing at all. But yes, I do think I'm getting better. Do you?
Oh yeah, definitely. But I think definitely like just my kids are getting older and stuff, so I have more time. And then obviously I'm making my living from it now. So before I was like trying to work and do it, and then I probably wasn't writing as much. But then once I quit my job, I think I was like, okay, I'm all in now.
No, for a lot of time. Sorry.
Oh no, just for a lot of time, I was like,
quit your job because of me. Thank you.
I was just, you know, I was working Monday to Friday and then going out and doing gigs. So a lot of the time I would just do bits that I'd done because I just, you know.
Now, we have to talk about the elephant in the room on top of being very talented and, you know, all the rest of it. And, you know, but you're two very attractive women. You're two very attractive women who need a damn good spanking. So I like to ask, no. Yeah. But what I'm saying, do you get a lot of male attention at the end of your gigs? Are there, you know, the way sometimes you would have?
And no. Fascinating. No.
What are you talking
about? Fascinating. All comics, male comics get a lot of attention from women.
Not the same.
Men are afraid of funny women. Not personally.
Yeah, yeah.
But generally speaking,
you don't.
I get a few 2 a.m. messages.
Yeah.
And then I'd have seen them in the morning and then they'd be deleted. So people wake up and see them, or I've had apologies about messages. But I don't get people at gigs, men at gigs. I have done the photos with the man and the wife, but I've never had.
Never.
No.
I don't believe you.
Never.
I'm not. I swear to God. Never.
Lindsay. When I look at people like Des Bishop and women falling around, hanging around, waiting for this over the years.
Des Bishop, I've seen Des Bishop. I remember walking.
Now, let's be clear, back in the day when he was a single man.
Jesus Christ, you're like a politician.
I know, aren't I? I live next door to one. It's rubbed off.
That's right. I was hanging out with Des. We were in the International and we went across the road into that ice cream shop. And literally to sit, I guess it was like how, you know, guys react around a good looking girl or something, to see the way women just, he walked into the room and the whole energy just changed. Just they was like, woo, they're all, yeah. And I'm going, what the fuck? And then, oh shit, that's because of Des.
Yeah.
And God, I'd love that. Cause you know what I mean? Cause I love pussy. Hey, I love pussy, Dave.
But also he's
it's funny, isn't it, when you decompartmentalize women to where you just call them pussy. Do women say, oh, I love
cock? A little bit of cock, no?
Did you do the
two amongst girls? Ourselves.
Yeah.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
Do you?
But do you not think that's fascinating? Yeah,
yeah. You say you love cock.
Yeah, just girls would say among each other, wouldn't they?
You're dirty.
Sometimes, not like every, you know, but yes. Like when they have a few drinks and maybe they feel
a they might say, oh, I'd love a bit of dick or whatever. Yeah.
I love a bit of dick.
I'm not getting involved. But I think that's
fascinating. Have you cheated? On, no. Go on, what's fascinating?
That's fascinating. The dynamic that the men get the attention from the women, but we don't.
Oh, you wouldn't never in real life. Never in
because
real life.
Because I think it's intimidating. I'm generally speaking, it's intimidating. It's like...
Yeah, yeah.
It's harder to engage with us, having been the funny
Do you think
woman
it's who you guys are? Do you think it's who you are? Or do you think it's just generally...
I don't know. To be honest, okay. It's not something that I really would have spent much time thinking about because I was never single doing comedy anyway.
Yeah, and why aren't you fucking single? You're very selfish. Why don't you put yourself out there? It's all me. I'm in a fucking relation.
If I'd been trying to get my hole, maybe I would have been like, why? But I never went into it. That was never my...
your reason.
Objective. My objective, never.
Yeah.
And I know some men go into it because they...
Well, traditionally speaking, men know if they can make women laugh, they're in.
They're in, yeah.
They're in. But that is not the reverse.
No.
Mm.
That's interesting.
You're called, you're a sound, Emma. You're a sound. I don't want to have sex with you. Your sound. So I was like, okay.
Why did you go into, why did you go into comedy?
Because, why did I go into comedy?
Yeah, yeah. You said not to get your hole. Because that's why I went.
Because there. I wanted people to love me and like me.
Yeah.
But I didn't want to have to. I wanted it to be in quite an abstract way where I could go.
Yeah.
It was all on my terms.
Okay.
It's all on my terms. Isn't it? That's comedy.
Listen, I could keep Deirdre and Emma. I'm so excited. I don't even know where to begin. Jack.
I love when you look at your sons. I'm so excited. Yeah.
Daniel, Jack.
Just end it. Daniel said, just end it. End this pain.
No, it's been great. No, but he doesn't know where to begin. And I'm saying, well, it's just ended. So.
I don't know where to end or begin. You know, okay, listen, can I just look? You're starting your tour when?
I start my tour at the end of March.
Right.
It's called Okaning It.
Okaning It.
It's on my website. I've seen,
I saw your poster when I played in the Dean Crow.
Oh, did you?
The Dean Crow's great. Why are you saying?
I don't think I sold. I don't think I've had to change the date in the Dean Crow.
That's
the only one, and everything else is.
Yeah, that's right. I was.
Everything else. Thank you for the help.
The Dean Crow was tough for me to sell as well.
Yeah, it's
very nice poster, by the way. I'm looking at the poster, going, okay. What's all that about?
It's the 11th hour. It's okay. I'm going. I told you. It's back to the IFTAs. It's like, okay, I better get those legs out now.
Yeah, yeah.
Not now.
Because it'll be too late.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, I'm just delighted. Congratulations on the new tour. What about your new tour?
It's called Dilemma.
Yeah.
And it starts start of March.
Just tell them where they can buy your tickets. Because
EmmaDuranComedy.com.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
And what about your
tour?
Thank you for having us, David and Hannah.
Oh, no.
And Daniel.
Such a pleasure. Don't worry about my fucking tour. And what's your Instagram?
Emma Doran Comedian.
Deirdre, you know your Instagram.
I presume it's Deirdre O'Kane 1. Doesn't matter. Just put in Deirdre O'Kane and you'll find it. Like.
Yeah. Thank you, Jack and Daniel. Yeah. And sorry, we're going to have a conversation about the... Let's all just chill out.
This is my favourite podcast.
Can we just...
It is my favourite podcast.
Well, listen, we really tried.
It's the best dynamic. It's the most interesting dynamic.
Look,
with the best
Emma,
name.
Emma's
the best
dancing
type.
And you're just rocking yourself.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.